Thinking back many years, I recall when the Rimkus family took a vacation to our nation's capital. We were amazed. Well, I know I was. Yes, we were in awe of the grandeur of this capital complex, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument. And I can recall there used to be a certain kind of confidence and pride that came with observing those monumental and magnificent buildings. They instilled in us a security and a hope. In today's gospel, the disciples too stand in awe before the Jerusalem Temple, a masterpiece of human architecture, and as Luke puts it, adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God. Judging by the disciples' reaction, it must have seemed eternal, a fortress of faith. It must have instilled in them security and hope. But Jesus comes along with a different kind of vision, and he dismantles their misplaced confidence just with a few words. He says, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." That's a startling reversal. The disciples, they see permanence. Jesus sees impermanence. Their admiration for this stone structure is met with a prophecy of its total destruction. This grand, this human-built edifice, all of it is subject to an eventual end. So this sets the stage for today's lesson, a lesson on where we should place our hope, not on earthly power and security, but on an enduring faith in God. Jesus' dire words prompted his followers to ask about the timing and the signs of these events to come. And we, just like those disciples, we often look for certainty in our lives. And especially when we're facing turmoil, we seek a timeline for an end. To his disciples, Jesus warns against deception and gives a whole laundry list of various terrifying events, such as wars and earthquakes and famines and plagues, telling them that these are not the final signs of the end. He emphasizes that we not be consumed by fear, or for that matter, don't trust any of those who come and say, "I am the one," or predict that the end is near. Don't fall for that, he says. Don't panic. Keep your head. Jesus promises, by your endurance, you will gain your souls. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. But this is not an easy promise. Jesus doesn't promise that our lives will be without hardship. He doesn't promise that we will be immune to suffering. But he does promise that by our endurance, in the face of persecution, in the face of turmoil, it will lead to salvation. Today, this is a message of hope for all of us who feel weary and discouraged by the state of the world today, by the state of our country, by the state of our community. Our faith should never be a passive escape from reality. It should be an active endurance in the face of hardship. It is a commitment to to stay true to our calling, no matter the cost. It is in our endurance that we discover the true meaning of our faith and the depth of God's love for us. So, in the midst of a world filled with political and social turmoil, let us not lose hope. Let us remember Jesus' words: the temples of this world will fail, corrupt governments will topple, but our faith in God will endure. Let us not be terrified by the chaos around us, but instead find our strength in God's presence. And let us especially not shrink from the opportunities that we have to bear witness and to testify to our faith, even in the face of persecution, for it is in our endurance that we will find salvation. And in the end, love will always have the last word. So the bottom line of today's lesson is this: in a troubled world, we are called to watch with wisdom, testify with courage, because through our endurance, we will gain our souls. Amen.